Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thank you for listening. Today we have Wichita State Volleyball Assistant Coaches Katie Zimmerman and Ashley Holton. They're here to preview the season. It starts 7 p.m. Friday versus Kennesaw State in the Shocker Volleyball Classic. The Shockers play Arkansas at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Wichita State won the American Conference Tournament last fall. They advanced to the NCAA Tournament. The Shockers went 18-14, 10-6 in the American. Back from that team are Brooklyn Leggett, Emerson Wilford, and Maddie Wilson along the front row. Littles, Gabby Moss, Katie Galligan, and Grace Hett. Most prominent departures, middle Morgan Stout, setter Izzy Strand, libero Annalie Hellesty will be memorable to fans. The Shockers are picked third in American Conference in voting by the coaches this season. So Friday night, we will have banners from the American Conference Tournament, the NCAA drop before Friday's match. Ashley, favorite memory from postseason play in 2024?
That includes the conference tournament, right?
Yes. Yeah. All postseason play, so four games.
Honestly, I think just the way that it ended, period, was the most memorable because we had a rough patch before that, and we talked all season about how our non-con being so difficult would pay off if we handled it well. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I think it spoke to, like, the culture of our program because there was a lot of stuff going on. And Lambeau talks a lot about how people will kind of jump off the submarine right around October. But, yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot of people out there that thought going into the conference tournament we wouldn't pull it together. And, I mean, it's pretty cool what Brooklyn did. You mm-hmm. can't, I mean, made me cry.
Yeah.
Like, just...
Explain that for people who are not aware or may have forgotten from last November.
She just had a very difficult family thing happen. So she was gone the weekend before for senior night and, like, our North Texas match, which were really difficult. And then she made it back for our conference tournament. But her parents came back with her, and her mom, who is battling breast cancer, had a blood clot, so had to be hospitalized, just like all this stuff. But, I mean, we kind of cruised through the weekend. Like, everybody just kind of came together and did their jobs. But mm-hmm. Brooklyn was, like, the difference maker. Like, I think on match point,
just kept
Annalie
that, yeah.
was telling Izzy, like, I'm going to get you this ball and you're going to set Brooklyn. And just really cool. Mm-hmm.
She had seven of the points in the third set win over Florida Atlantic, if I'm remembering right. Just really, really played well. I think that's part of what you're referencing.
Yeah.
Shockers just dominated that tournament, swept all three opponents, mm-hmm. if I'm remembering correctly. And the defense was really, really strong that whole weekend. Katie, what is your top memory from postseason play last fall?
Probably the South Florida game in general. Like, the whole thing was great, but they had won the conference just purely off of point scoring, and we were searching for more points the whole year. And so I think, just like Ashley said, having that mindset of we're not backing down, we're going to keep coming up with a game plan. Obviously our defense was great, but yeah, just I think the girls, like, were just so bought in, and mm-hmm. the culture of the team to not, yeah, just throw in the towel when it could have been easier to do that, or, you know, maybe looked like there's no chance we could do this kind of thing. It was just really fun to, like, be proud of a team for that alone. Mm-hmm. And then obviously winning is very, very fun, but just to see the fight and the encouragement, and that is, I think, something that makes the culture very proud, coaches proud, fans proud, and, like, really fun to be a part of.
There were lots of confetti and hats and trophies and pictures. I think my favorite part was the burning of the grievances before the tournament. What a great little anecdote that they let us in on. Yeah,
yeah, that was great.
Yeah, before the season, I guess, or before the tournament, I guess they all got together and said, whatever's been bugging you, we're going to write it down and we're going to burn it outside the Champions Club.
All of it
club.
Should have been a Disney movie. I mean, it should be a Disney movie.
Yeah, maybe we can get a documentary. Yeah.
Zach Efron.
Whoever's listening.
We'll get those creatives on that really quickly. Okay, so we'll continue patting ourselves on the back. Shockers won the 2023 NIVC. Played the NCAA tournament in 2024, so a really good two-year stretch. Katie, what's that tell you about where Wichita State volleyball is at?
We love to play postseason. That's where we come from, and I think that our older girls have set that standard to make it continue again. So that's like the expectation, I think, playing longer into the season. Just mentally, physically, like, what does that look like? Well, now it's happened multiple years in a row. So that is what we're striving for. And that's the expectation of, you know, this is what Shocker Volleyball is. So I think that that's just the mindset going in. It's like, we know it's going to be a long time, and we have standards and goals on how we're going to get there. But I think just the mindset alone is, it's not like, oh, we can do it. It's, we're expecting to do it. And that's a little bit different.
Okay, I have a standard bit that I'm asking everybody, because you're wearing your Nike gear. We know that, like, I think people would know basketball, Nike is a huge deal. Ashley, what's Nike mean in the volleyball world, and what does WSU's switch to that brand mean?
Yeah, I mean, they make good stuff, for sure. It's, yeah, their new uniforms, their jerseys, arm sleeves, all of that stuff, they look amazing. And, yeah, I think it's a good switch. It's obviously a good brand, and they look, you look good, you play good.
Look good, play good. I've heard that a lot around here. Yeah. Okay, we have 13 new Shockers on the roster. Katie, yesterday you told me you think team is farther along this point this fall than they were last fall. Mm-hmm. Take us through what happened over the summer to get things moving in the right direction.
Yeah, so the last few years we've been able to have our whole team here in July, which is a gift just by administration and, yeah, finances, all the things that have helped us, I think, win championships. So kudos to them. But our whole team was here in July, and I think that helps with all the new players getting accustomed to our language and open gyms and stuff. Us as coaches, we're not allowed to be in those, so everything is organized by the players. So I think that just takes a lot of leadership, just talking through, yeah, what, you know, even our standards are for simple things like what time do we show up before things are scheduled and stuff. So they were able to work out with our strength coach. A lot of them coached our little kid camps, and just kind of that relationship piece, being around each other. I mean, you can't take replace like of time. So they had more time together, low stress, and I think they created a lot of bonds to where when we started our actual preseason double days, a lot of the language barriers weren't there, and just like in simple sets, like what do you call a certain set with all these different people coming from different places. And just like higher level volleyball, I think we could explain something. We didn't have to maybe practice it in the basic sense as long as we maybe have had to in the past. And so I think we could elevate our drills and our play earlier this year, which obviously pays off.
So Ashley, which of the returners really took a lead role in getting people up and running earlier this summer?
Yeah, I think like Katie Galligan and Emerson have both been here from the beginning. And so they both just have a lot of natural leadership qualities. But I think, yeah, when they were freshmen, was it Lambeau said, we want you to be the house. Like, there is no waiting room. Being a freshman doesn't mean anything here. You can step into a leadership role now. So I think for a long time they've had a very clear vision of what they want things to look like, and they lead by example. And, you know, Brooklyn and Gabby have definitely helped with that. So they've done a good job of setting expectations without, like, ruling with an iron fist. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's very organic, and they're also just amazing humans, so it's easy to relate to them, I'm sure, for the other girls coming in.
Mm-hmm. So when you have people like that, experienced people like that, who, you know, are stepping up and talking people through and advising and all that kind of stuff, how much of that do you direct as a coach, and how much of it is they just naturally know how to do it?
I think like a little bit of both. They definitely will come to us if they want guidance in certain areas, but I think they understand that they have to be the ones driving the car. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think it's a good balance of them asking for help or guidance when they need it, but they also trust their own abilities and instincts to, you know, lead the group in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
We talked about Brooklyn Leggett. She's a senior, has played both on the left and the right. She's on the preseason all-conference team in the American. So Brooklyn has a really interesting story. She transferred from a Division II school. She played about half of the sets there in 2022. In 2023, she came to Wichita State, played in all of four matches, and then really made a big jump last season, finished third on the team with 266 kills, was just fabulous in the conference championship win over Florida Atlantic. Katie, take us through Brooklyn's trajectory and why has she improved so much?
Yeah, she's such a baller. Lambo always says, you know, how could they not find a ball to set her at Mesa? Like, how she's so physical, so athletic, so talented. And so I think we just got to train her, but then just develop something like, well, what is something that she's really good at? And let's stick with that. And then that's grown wider and wider and wider to where her skill set is a lot of things. But I mean, shoot, the last couple of weeks in practice, we're like, thank goodness we have her. Like, we can rely on that. You know, she's just dominating in a lot of areas. And so, yeah, I expect her to carry a heavy load on this team. I think she wants that as well. She wants a lot of attempts. She wants the opportunity to put the ball down in, like, very big moments. And then she is a leader in a different way than I think an Emerson or a Katie from, like, the vocal standpoint. Brooklyn has a lot of conversations with people, I think, not leading the group in a sense, but, like, she's just making sure. She makes sure everyone's good. She's always talking to our setters, like, hey, just, comforting them to where they don't have to be perfect. Like, just give me the ball and I'll take care of it. Like, kind of taking that weight off of them. And I don't know. I think that speaks volumes when she's putting the ball away. So I can't, I'm excited for her. I can't wait to watch what she does for us this season. And she's just grown, I think, in her ability to do multiple things. She was a one-dimensional, I think, hitter. Her errors were very similar in one area. And now she has been able to get her feet to the ball. She's been able to hit multiple shots. She's playing a lot more back row. Like, she just is a more well-developed player. And I think our opponents will not like that.
Ashley, where does other scoring, other firepower come from on this roster?
Well, I mean, losing Stout was a hit for sure, but we also are exploring options in the middle for sure. Mm-hmm. And we have several options. They're all very different players. But, I mean, Sydney Dunning is a great upgrade. She has an arm and she's whippy. She's pretty fun to watch.
And she will play on the
left.
Left.
Yeah. We, like, you know, Gracie Morrow, when she's healthy, she gets out there. Like, Maddie Wilson, when she's healthy in the middle, she is fast and has a crazy good arm.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some freshmen that really can create some firepower. I think they're really trying to figure out how to function consistently at a new speed of the game, but they do some pretty impressive things. So, yeah, I think that we have a lot of potential for firepower for sure. Emerson does a good job of just being a volleyball player and definitely always trying to get her to get on the scoreboard more. But
Emerson Wilford, you mentioned, and has played a lot over her time here. Yeah. She had 252 kills last season. Also knows your phone code, I guess. Is that
she
what
does.
We discovered on social media?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's issues with phone security at Shocker practices. We've learned that. Let's go back to Sydney Dunning because she is a newcomer. She was here throughout the spring. Describe her a little bit more. Katie, we'll let you take that.
Her demeanor, I just love the way she's competitive. It's not as loud as some of our other players. It's just very intense in a sense of, like, after she gets a kill, she stares at her setter, points at them. It's just like, you know that she is in it, ready to go to the next point. Like, she says, like, feed me the ball, let me go to work. And I just, that confidence, and I don't know, you want to see that then, like, when someone's acting like that and is taking care of the ball. It's just, it's fun. She can run a lot of different sets, so I think our fans will enjoy watching some different plays offensively. I feel like sometimes when something is unusual, that's when the crowd is like, oh, you know? And I think that there's more of that with her. She likes running different plays, almost like Jody Larson a couple years ago. Her demeanor reminds me of her a little bit in the sense of that getting it done, let me have the ball, I can do a lot of things mentality. And yeah, she's also a great teammate, so she'll be great for us.
So when you say different routes, give us a couple examples. What might be different from last year, people that, you know, were watched last year?
Yeah, if you're watching, a lot of times our lefts, our outside hitters, generally hit on the left antenna. Like, they hit the same ball a lot of times. On the right, they hit the same ball. I feel like, have been practicing with running more, whether it's crossing patterns or just stacking people in different spots in serve receive, to where they're hitting just different spaces along the net rather than a traditional, you know, outside's hitting on the left, middle's somewhere in the middle, right side on the right. And I think that that's provided options for our attackers, and maybe they've hit a ball really well that we didn't explore previously, which makes us better. But then also for our defenders, it's working on, you know, eye sequencing, tracking your hitter, all of those things. So it's making us better defensively, but also I think we're finding success in a lot of those balls. And that's just a nice option to have when maybe one thing isn't working.
So when you have a transfer like Sydney Dunning coming from Cal State Bakersfield, how much film work do you do before she gets here so you can start the spring doing all this experimentation, finding out what she's best at? How much of it is based on in the gym observation throughout practices?
I think, for getting her here, like as recruiting her as a transfer, we obviously watched her a lot on film, but her stats told us a lot too. You know, mm-hmm. She was high volume, high kill percentage, high kills per set, in a good conference. And so we, you know, felt like that could obviously help us here. I think, she's very comfortable from her previous school. She was very comfortable in serve receive and running different routes. I think that we've explored that a little bit more maybe this fall than we did in the spring. The spring was kind of working on maybe some other areas of our offense, but you know, Lambeau, for those of you who don't know him well, loves to experiment. So we're never going to stop experimenting, even when we have something good, because we're always trying to find one more point. So I think once she got here, we started doing more of that. But we'll always keep doing more, I'm sure.
So you mentioned serve, receive, Sydney. Can she play all the way around? Is she that kind of player?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, for sure.
Wichita State always keeps its middles very busy. You mentioned Morgan Stout, who had a fabulous career here at Wichita State, is now playing professionally. Take us through the middles and who's going to be taking some of those swings that went to Morgan last season.
Well, yeah. Like Katie said, Lambeau is an experimenter. Do you know? I mean, last year we were in a 5-1 with Izzy, so that meant Morgan, being in the M1, had an opportunity to have a very high volume number of attempts, like led the country in terms of how many attempts she had per set. We are looking at different systems that would kind of utilize the middles a little bit differently, and so figuring out who kind of fits what role best. You know, Eleanor hits a very different ball than like Janiya does.
Mm-hmm. Eleanor Engel, transfer, she's from Central Missouri. Right? Yep. University of Central Missouri.
Yeah, Allie has made so much progress from her freshman year, and that's been fun to watch. And you know, when Maddie's healthy, she's pretty terminal. So, yeah, a lot of experimenting going on. But as a freshman, Janiya's definitely come in and done a great job.
Okay, let me catch people up on the last names here. Janiya, because she's one of the freshmen, right?
She is.
Yes.
And her last name is, pronounce that for me.
Is it Whitekemper?
Whitekemper.
Yeah.
Looks good to me. And then you mentioned Allie Paulson, redshirt sophomore. She is a local product from Andover Central High School.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mentioned the freshman class. They're transitioning well to college. What was your term, Katie? They're not slowing down drills.
They're not drill killers.
Tell people what that means. Want them to walk away from this podcast knowing two things. One, Chris Lamb likes to experiment. And two, the freshmen are not killing the drills.
Right. Sometimes, unfortunately, when you have players that you're, you know, wanting to develop, or just on any team, someone maybe is at the bottom, they just kill the drill. You know, you're like, you can't leave them in there because the drill is not happening with them, or that, yeah, you can't function. We have high-level athletes, good brains. Like, yes. They've come from great clubs. They've come from great backgrounds of, you know, volleyball IQ. So I feel like that's another thing of, you know, we have been in a good spot earlier possibly because of them. They've increased our volleyball IQ rather than maybe bringing it down. So not drill killers. They're doing great. And, I mean, they're pushing our starting lineup also, mm-hmm. which is making us better. I think they're listening, they're taking in what we're asking, and really being coachable. You know, the last week we've talked about some different goals. How can they stack the same goal a couple days in a row? And I think being super intentional and then someone being able to do it, that's another thing, shows the amount of, yeah, I guess, skill set in a player. And their coachability of really, mm-hmm. like, trusting the process and kind of going with what we're asking.
Yeah. Sort of. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ashley.
I was agreeing with Katie.
Okay. Always a good tactic, yes. So fans are coming out Friday and Sunday. Who are some freshmen they might see out there playing for the Shockers?
You know, we're still working through some things. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my opinion, I think one of the coolest things that our freshmen do, like our pins, is they are great out-of-system scorers. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty impressive that, like, Jenna will take a really bad first touch, or Olivia, or even Mackenzie, and now it's gotten to the point where it's like, man, this is going to be really good. Mm-hmm. It's like, the worst first touch you get, the better their swing is some of the time. They're just so good at scoring in situations that most people are pretty, like, hesitant and
or error.
Yeah, high error. And they just take the most incredible swings off those balls. So I think that's pretty cool.
Okay, explain out of system, and then I'll have a follow-up to that. What's that mean?
So, like, a first touch that kind of doesn't allow you to have the setter at the net with the ball in their hand. So, you know, a lot of the times it's, if it is coming from the setter, it's way off the net somewhere that's, they're having to really chuck it across the court. They're pretty limited in options, or it's coming off of, like, somebody's platform.
Mm-hmm. So, like, a really good serve, so the pass, libero, yeah, is diving and the setter
crazy.
Is scrambling,
yeah,
for
scrambling
it.
For
right.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think this group of freshmen is so good at out-of-system balls?
Honestly, I think it's what Katie said. I mean, a lot of them come from some really good club settings where they won a lot at the highest level, and so they know how to win, they know how to function at a high level. But even people like Ashlyn Hollis came in, we didn't really know what to expect, and she has done a fantastic job, mm-hmm. integrating into our system. And so, yeah, to answer your question, I think we could see Olivia Cohey, Janiyah Whitekemper, could see some Jenna Cubbage, mm-hmm. out there, maybe Mackenzie Jones. I mean, they're all definitely in the running.
Yeah.
So.
And as we know, Chris Lane likes to experiment. So
yes.
We'll throw out a lot of names, and you'll probably hit on one or two of them. Littles did a great job for the Shockers last season. We mentioned, especially in the conference tournament, they were really, really good. That group should be as strong or stronger. Gabby Moss is back from injury. Katie Galligan and Grace Head are back. Ashley, describe the Littles.
They're the best. I love talking about our Littles. They're just... I mean, it's just a different position where there's not a lot of praise attached to being in a position like that, right? You're not point scoring. And I think a lot of it has to be driven by, like, intrinsic motivation. Like, they're very intrinsically motivated. But they work their tails off, and they make incredible plays. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of have always, like, held down the fort for us. Like, we've gone through entire periods of time where we are super focused on offensive stuff or whatever, and the Littles kind of take a back seat, but they never stop working, and mm-hmm. They're great. So Grace and Gabby and Katie are all giving each other a run for their money. Mm-hmm. They just are incredible. I mean, they're,
yeah.
Pretty
and it's
impressive.
So helpful that we have, I mean, them on both sides of the net, whether we have, like, an A and B side, or if it's split evenly, like, our attackers are going up against great defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not like points are scoring easily that wouldn't score it against another opponent. Right. Like, if you get past Gabby, that's going to score right. against anyone in our conference, mm-hmm. you know, which is, it, I feel like for our attackers, they're real numbers. You know, it's not like, oh, that's not going to work against, you know, Rice. It's real data, I feel like.
Yeah.
And Gabby Moss was a libero in 2023, was injured last year. Katie Galligan took over the libero job late in the season. And Grace had played a lot last season as a freshman, so you have a very experienced group back there. Chris Lamb has described this as the best group of three setters he's had. He's starting his 26th year at Wichita State. So you have Sarah Musial, who redshirted last year. She is a returner. Hannah Hawkins is a transfer from High Point. She was with Wichita State in the spring. And then Jordan Heatherly, a transfer from Memphis, joined the Shockers over the summer. Tell people how the competition at setter is playing out.
Yeah, all three of our setters, I think, are doing really well, which makes our decisions harder, but it's good for our program. I think the setting position is slightly different than others in the sense of they're kind of like the quarterback of the team. A lot of times you are recruiting for a setter to kind of run your program. They're going to take over for a few years. I think more and more recently, with the transfer portal and everything, you're making your best team at that moment. So for us this year, we gained two transfers. They both have made us better already. And so I think they all have slightly different skill sets and our strengths. And I guess depending on how we end up, what system we're in could determine, you know, who will be playing on Friday night. But I think as a whole, our bottom of our team is much higher than in the past. So like there's not a drop off. So mm-hmm. both sides of the net are competing at a very high level. Mm-hmm. We're able to run our offense very well. With any setter in, where in the years past, sometimes you were limited by mm-hmm. certain skills. And so that's obviously a positive for our program. And they are doing a great job of encouraging each other and like putting team over self, which I think is really difficult, but that is part of college athletics. At the end of the day, like we're trying to win and they know that. And so, they're there for each other and they're making us better. But yeah, it's going to be, mm-hmm. we're going to be better because all three of them are pushing each other so well mm-hmm. to make us better as a whole.
How about a brief compare and contrast? What are the three, what stands out about each of the three of them, or how do their skill sets differ and complement each other?
I think Sarah, so we've had her the longest. She is also, I think, can be the most physical. Mm-hmm. She's a little taller, she's longer, she can contact the ball slightly higher. I think something for her, Lambo says her superpower is her back set every now and then. Like today, I told her one of her sets I think should be on her highlight reel. And so, yeah, something we love about her. Jordan, she, you know, last year in our conference, Jordan Heatherly was at Memphis. She ran there 5-1, and she led the conference in attempts as an attacker for setting. So attempts per set in the attacking realm. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that makes sense. So she's very physical in the 5-1 as an attacker. She's a lefty. She can go up and hit it. She can throw the ball around. So that's obviously nice. And she, I think, has great communication with people. I love that about her. She's bringing people in, which is a setter's role, making sure everyone's like on the same page. I think Hannah is just such an athletic human. She plays great defense. She has a great brain, so she's asking, you know, good questions. Was that a great set choice, location, all that stuff. Very calculated in her decisions. And so they're all benefiting us. And I think we are looking for consistency and we're looking for, you know, what is fitting our system best. But they are all doing their job and getting better.
Very good. Shockers open up this weekend. They play Kennesaw State Friday at 7 p.m. It's banner drop, so you won't want to miss that. That will be before the match. They play Arkansas on Sunday at 1 p.m. Katie and Ashley, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Go Shocks.
Go Shocks.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
Strand sets it up.